What's up, everybody? Mr. Hate Vicious here.
I've been going on YouTube, and I've been seeing a lot of things about these feminists out there, a lot of videos out there. This one that came to mind, not only Mike the MGTOW Man's, video that came out about Pornhub, because, a couple of videos, of some underage individuals out there, that produced this, and they sent it into Pornhub, and it's happened to slip through the cracks. And now these fucking feminists and shit and these women are fucking over here trying to use that against men and anybody who produces porn. So just because one group of fucking people out there, did this, now everyone's a pedophile, now everyone's a sex trafficker, and everyone's a fucking rapist in the adult industry. First of all, you fucking... You dumb fucks, you don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. Half of you don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. Actually, the majority of you don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. When you go to these fucking rallies, all you feminists out there, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You don't even know why you're fucking there in the fucking first place. I'm gonna try to keep this video short and sweet because I don't really have much to talk about here. Other than women, this is just another thing to use that, that women are gonna use just to, suppress what men like. They're trying to take away porn now. Now they're blaming porn and porn producers like myself, that we're the problem, that there's a reason why that the divorce rate is high, because of porn and all this fucking shit, because of Pornhub, and men are fucking pedophiles. Oh my god, this one girl, we all know who this girl is. She did a live stream, and it was just nothing about a fucking goddamn feminist girl just bitching and moaning, and all I heard, I could not stand it anymore, it was a high pitch. That's all I heard, of complaining, bitching and moaning about the adult industry. This girl who did this live stream, she's with these fucking feminists in the way I think of it, because she's like agreeing with them and shit that men are rapists and men are pathetic, men are this, men are that, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I'm tired of her. We all know who this girl is. She tried, same girl, she tried to get with a purple-pilled MGTOW. We all know who that is, right? And then she tried to use the fucking Me Too movement against him. And we all know what that is. We all know what's going on there. Yeah, she put on this live stream with this feminist, like, on a high-pitched voice, just ranting and raving of how men are pigs, we're rapists, we're fucking pedophiles, and this and that. You don't even know what the fuck you're talking about, bitch. And all I heard was men. Men this, men do that, men do this, men do that. No. I'm in the adult industry, okay? And you women are not. You don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. All you hear things, this many things on the news about porn. That's bad, okay? There's so many good things that I hear about the adult industry, okay? Alright? There's only this many bad things that ever happen in the adult industry. There's that many people that are complaining about it who had a bad experience of it. There's this many people who had a very good experience doing it. Okay? Don't talk about shit you don't even understand. It's like a man talking down to a man, to another man, who's been in a war. And the man who hasn't been in a war over here talking down and telling the man who has actually been in battle, telling him how it is. No, that's not how it fucking works. Okay? That's not how it works. Alright? So you feminists need to shut your fucking mouth. Stop blaming men for every fucking goddamn thing out there. I've been to conventions, I've been in the adult industry, okay? There's not only male producers, there's female producers out there, okay? Alright? Since you said all people in the adult industry that are involved in it and all that are producing content in the adult industry, we're all rapists, pedophiles, so now you're blaming, because all we hear is men. No, there's women there, so, okay, since they're producing, they're in the same boat as we are then. And you know what? I haven't seen a fucking female producer rape anybody or force anybody to do anything. I haven't seen a fucking goddamn a male producer do... I haven't seen them do the same thing, okay? We are not pedophiles. We are not rapists. And we are not sex traffickers. We're not human traffickers. Or whatever the fuck you want to call us. We are not none of that, okay? We go by the fucking book. And these conventions that make sure everyone's 18 years old and up, and that's just the bottom line. That's how it works. Some, just because a couple of beaters slipped through the cracks of Pornhub, now you fucking females, you female feminists out there, you feminazis out there, want to take porn away. You guys want to make it completely illegal now just because a couple of videos slipped through the cracks. I'm pretty sure a couple of videos like that has slipped through the cracks on Facebook and on YouTube and any other social media sites, okay? It just happens. It slips through the cracks, okay? And I'm pretty sure those people who did that on Pornhub pretty much are getting caught right now. They're fucking under, they're fucking have a warrant out and they know who they are because I've signed up to Pornhub as a producer, okay? You gotta read the fucking small print. If they call me and they ask for IDs of every performer that I posted on their fucking website, there's laws, ladies and gentlemen, that you have to go by, okay? IDs, consent forms, model releases, and all that shit. So once they sign that model release, that means they're giving you consent. You have to read it. I make them read it and sign it, so this way they know what they're getting into. And I make sure that I have their consent. Okay, I don't force anybody to do something that they don't want to do. I'm not over here going, "All right, bitch, you're gonna get your ass in there. You're gonna strip in front of everybody. You're gonna like it." No, that's not how it works. Okay. I'll see a woman, a producer, going up to a guy and grabbing him by the cock and balls and then forcing him to do something that he doesn't want to do, okay? I'm sick of this double standard shit, okay? It's not just men who produce porn, it's women too, okay? I'm fucking sick of this shit.
Oh, it's perfectly okay for a man to get his balls stomped in by high heels and call passing off his porn, that's perfectly okay. But it's not okay when a man in cowboy boots and tight jeans with a shirt off and a cowboy hat digging his boot heels into her fucking, in her fucking cunt. No, 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 that's not right. That's rape.
No, no, I'm sick of this double standard bullshit. This is bullshit, okay? It's bullshit. You can't just say, you men. No, there's female producers there too. So if you talk about producers, you said producers in general. And then you mark them as all men. They're not all men, okay? A lot of them are women, too. Don't talk about shit you don't know nothing about, okay? The adult industry is fun. There's this many people who had a bad experience with porn. They lost their hot shit job because they got into the business for the wrong reasons. When I interview a girl, I make sure they're doing it for the right reasons. There's a right answer and there's a wrong answer. If they give me this answer like, "Oh, I want to get into the adult industry because I need money to like pay off my house or like go to college or whatever," that's not a reason to get in there. The right answer is like, "Oh yeah, I've always liked the adult industry. You know, I watched my first video when I was very young and blah blah blah, and I've just found it so fascinating and I've always wanted to do it. I think sex is great and this and that. I have to have sex. I want lots of sex." Yeah, that's what I want to hear. Okay, and I want to hear that they're 18 years old and I need a proof of ID, you know, an ID proving that she's fucking 18 years old and over. Now, yeah, like I said, that many had a bad experience, and those are those ones that do it for the wrong reasons. Some producers do, you know, be stupid and they'll be like, "Okay, come aboard, you just want money." And then they go to college, get their hot shit job, and they see that someone, one of their coworkers or their boss, sees porn. And then watches her do it, and they're like, "Oh, well, Cassandra, I saw you on Pornhub. That's not acceptable here in this workplace, so you're fired. Oh, there goes your college, your degree, and all this fucking shit, and all that money wasted. All for the wrong reasons. You could have got a loan someplace else." But no, you know, thought doing porn is easy. Yeah, those kind of people, they have a bad experience in porn. But that's that many. The ones who actually love to do it and want to do it, they're living a fantastic life after they do porn. I know a couple of girls who don't do porn anymore, okay? And they happen to do a couple with me. They don't do porn anymore, but they look back on it and they said, "I don't regret what I did. I had a fucking blast." So there's this many out there that had fun and had a blast doing it. And porn is a blast. It's fun. The sex business is fun. Especially if you're retired. If you're 60 years old, I met a lot of men who are, and women, 60 years old, enjoying their retirement by having sex. And yes, these fucking guys with their retirement money and shit and making money off of these thotties and everything, and they're just sitting there in the conventions watching these 18-year-olds just come off straight off the bus. And yes, and they're having a good time. It's like a fountain of youth. Gentlemen, it is. It's like a fountain of youth. If you start real early in life, it's even better. You can enjoy it till you're 60 years old. But don't love it too much, because you might get tired of it too early. But yeah, I see these 60-year-old men, you know, hooking up with these fucking 18-year-olds, or fresh off the bus, they're over here like fucking the shit out of them. They're like, ha ha ha, yeah, ha ha ha, yeah. Oh, I'm so glad my wife died. But you fucking feminists out there, you need to know what the fuck you're talking about. Just because a couple people had a bad experience in it, same thing with these fucking Christians out there. Just because 6 or 7 people walked up to them, oh, I had a bad experience in life. I was a stripper, and then I was a goddamn burden. I was in the porn industry. And whatever. That's that many who bitched to you and cried and complained. And there's this many who got out of the industry. There's this many that got out of the industry and, are still enjoying their life. And they look back on it like, adult films, that was fun. Shit, I'm getting older, but I bet you I can get back in the game again. And usually they do. They get right back in there again. Seen a couple come in and out of its retirement, too. They retire for 2 years and they come back. Yeah, I need to do this again. I just could not get away with it. Get away from it. Yep. So porn is not a bad thing. And I'm seeing this shit. And a bunch of girls complaining about porn. It's all our fault, right? No, it's your fault for gaining weight and putting the fire out underneath the sheets. What you used to do beforehand, this is the reason why that man married you. You used to suck his cock, suck his balls, lick his butthole clean and shit. Do things, rub his back, like rub his feet, whatever. Do things that you normally would do before you got married. And then after you got married and you guys got the sheets really hot under the fire, on your honeymoon and everything, and then the next morning everything's like this. Watching TV, click. Watching whatever's on, Jeopardy or whatever the fuck is on TV nowadays. Because I don't watch TV anymore. And you guys are just staring at it. And now, the fire is out. Now all of a sudden she has a headache all of a sudden. After you guys tie the knot. Now she has a fucking headache. Every fucking day. It's like, but honey, what about, what the hell? I mean, why aren't you doing it now? What the fuck? She just suckered you. You blue pill popping sip, she just suckered you. And now, she can get up and leave anytime she wants. Goes and rides the cock carousel again and fucking take everything you got. It's your fault. For being a blue piller. But what we need to start attacking here, gentlemen, MGTOW brothers out there, we need to start addressing these blue pillers out there, because they're the ones that are passing these phony laws and everything and banning everything, and now they're trying to get men, these blue-pilled men, to fucking get rid of guns, and now they're trying to get rid of porn. Okay, porn's been around for a long fucking time. I don't see it going away anytime soon. That shit will go underground. It's your fault, ladies, that he's looking at porn on the internet, looking at an 18-year-old fuck a 60-year-old guy or whatever. It's your fucking fault. It's your fucking fault that you turn into a big old, let yourself go and turn yourself into a fatista. It's your fault. Okay? You're the ones who doused out the fire in the sheets. The fire ain't there because you doused it out. You put out the fire. It's your fault. It's your fault that men look at shit like that. Okay? And you feminists out there, you feminazis, do not say every producer out there is a pedophile, a rapist, a sex trafficker, a fucking human trafficker, or whatever the fuck. okay? Because I am not one, and I am very offended when you say that. Because I am an adult film producer. I haven't been doing it in a while. I'm just saying. Females are producers too. There's plenty of them out there. More than you fucking think. Okay? You're not only insulting me, you're insulting them too. Okay? Don't talk about shit you don't even know anything about. Because I haven't seen the type of crap that you are claiming what we're doing. Alright? You're claiming we do this shit. And I haven't seen not any of that. Ever. Ever. In my videos, I don't condone violence. I don't do rape. I don't rape anybody. I don't fucking do any, child pornography. I don't do anything of the sort. Okay? I don't do anything illegal. Not me or any other producer that I know has ever done anything stupid like that. We go by the fucking laws and the rule book, okay? There are laws, and we go by the book, okay? If we throw that book out the window, that means we're doing something illegal and we're being careless. No. Every producer I've met, male and female, were all legit. Sure, there's scammers out there, there's rapists out there. You guys gotta be fucking careful when you answer these ads, okay? Make sure you don't go alone to these fucking, to meet up with these fucking people, okay? Make sure it's in a public place where there's cameras and everything when you meet up for an interview and shit. Don't do something stupid and meet up with them at 10 or 11 o'clock at night somewhere at some place. At a really dark parking lot and shit. Don't do that. That's how fucking people have a bad experience. Okay? They may come off at nice at first in a little dark area, but then yet when it comes down to do the thing, they fucking rape them. Yeah, things like that has happened. Just like things has happened on Craigslist. Someone met up with somebody to buy a PlayStation 4 over there in some dark parking lot out there in the nowhere with no cameras or anything, and that guy wound up getting jumped and killed. He was expecting to buy a PlayStation for dirt cheap. And then he fucking, when he went to go meet these people, he got jumped and killed. It happens. Okay? But for you to mark every fucking porn producer out there, and just because someone is stupid enough and dumb enough to fucking do, and break the law and post things in Pornhub that happened to slip through the cracks, they're stupid for doing that. They know they were doing wrong, and they're stupid, okay? Should they be punished by the full extent of the law? Yes, they knew exactly what the fuck they were doing, right? They're obviously breaking the law, okay? Just because one fucking dumbass does it doesn't mean that we're all like that, alright? So don't talk about shit you don't understand, or you've never been through. Period. Just because that thing happened, now you want to ban porn now. Take that away. Yeah, because everything's all our fault, right? Yeah, it's all our fucking fault, right? It's our fault that we're hunters. It's our fault that we're protectors. It's our fault that we love women. It's our fault that we fucking, have a high sex drive. That's what we're wired to do. I don't care if you're a fucking dog, a cat. I don't give a fuck. If it's a male, yeah, they hump everything. If your man wants sex, give it to him. Don't douse the sheets out with water. Don't douse out the fire. Don't do it. Keep it going. There's a reason why he married you. Think about it. But MGTOW brothers, we need to start addressing these blue pillars. These blue pill popping men. We gotta start addressing them, because they're the fucking problem. Passing all these fucking laws and shit. I can already see it already. They get these fucking ugly ass feminists, find the hottest bitch, they hire her and pay her under the table or whatever. Go in there, do something sexy, and let these simps know, they will melt, and they will grovel to your feet and everything. And then she goes in there, okay boys, you can have all of this, and if you pass this law. And they'll be hot under the collar, sweating. Oh, yeah. Oh, please, I'm never gonna have sex with a woman this hot. Oh, let's sign over the laws. And then they jump on her, and then it's... Because you're a fucking simpy-ass incel boob-piller. Shame on you for passing these laws over a fucking moment of passion. Or lust, I should say. Could have hired a professional. Would have cost you money. What, are you too cheap? Too cheap to fucking hire a professional? Fucking dumb. Whatever. That's all I have to say about this topic, but I've been seeing that a lot going on the internet. Women bashing on porn, wanting to ban it and everything, and it's all men's fault, right? It's all men's fault that porn exists. It's all men's fault. Everything's men's fault. Nope. It's bullshit already. This is bullshit. That's all I have to say about this topic, but... Do not talk about things you don't understand, ladies. Do not talk about something that you don't know anything about. I'm Mr. Hate Vicious, signing off.